We are talking to David Nichol from the Craft Whiskey Club. He's the founder and he runs the thing. David, thank you for being with us today on Whiskey Experts. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your whiskey history?
Hi, Bernard. Yeah, I'm really glad to be here and to be able to talk to you. As you say, my name is David. I run Craft Whiskey Club. I'm a computer programmer by background. I have 30 years experience in technology, and I've been working in the whiskey business for over 4 years now, focusing on the craft whiskey producers. So my goal is to provide new ways to help the new craft whiskey producers engage with audience online using technology as much as I can.
Okay, so that's about new distilleries from Scotland and elsewhere in the world?
Absolutely, yes. We deal with whiskey producers all over the world, yes.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the Craft Whiskey Club. How does this service work? What's in there?
So Craft Whiskey Club is all about discovery. So we help people discover all the new producers, taking a lot of the effort away from having people do their own research. People join the club. We ship to them boxes every 2 months, always full bottle boxes, and we include food pairings and information about the distillery and other goodies. Mm-hmm. And we hope that we can help build up our members' whiskey shelves so they can have an impressive whiskey shelf to show their friends.
And it's a subscription service. And we will provide a link to that in our article. But what we want to talk about today is something that's new within the Craft Whiskey Club, that's called Cask Share. David, what is it?
Okay, so yeah, Cask Share is a software platform that I've spent the past 2 years building. So as I said, I'm a computer programmer and I've worked on many different technologies, one of those being a crowdfunding peer-to-peer platform. And of course, I used my experience in the whiskey industry to bring some of those ideas together and help people buy into casks in a way where they would otherwise need a lot more money to be able to do that. So we're trying to lower the barrier of entry into cask engagement. And also it lets people kind of mix and match from different cask types and experience all the different things going on in the distillery.
So that means that you can buy shares of a cask per bottle, per 6 bottles, 12, whatever you want?
And you make reservations on a cask and those are done on a per bottle basis. So we take a kind of conservative approach to the number of bottles that will be produced by any cask. Obviously, we have the Angel Share to look after. Mm. And people reserve per bottle, and they're shipped eventually when the cask is ready to be bottled.
Okay, so for starting off, you have I think 5 casks right now, and they're from a very interesting new distillery. And we have the owner and founder of the distillery with us. It's Alistair Day. Hello, Alistair. Nice to have you again.
Hi, Bernard.
Could you tell us about the casks that are provided for the Cask Share and the Craft Whiskey Club? Which cask have you two selected for that?
Well, what we've done is a bit of selection of our different casks up. So, we actually sell casks on their own website, but as a whole cask. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things, as David said, that's attractive about Cask Share is that you can buy into, you don't have to buy a whole cask, you can just buy bottles. But what we also think would be interesting is you'd be able to, because you can just buy bottles, you can maybe buy 2 from one cask, 1 from another, right, and so on. So we put 5 different casks up. And again, these are casks that, you know, probably might not be bottled as Rassi, but they are part of our recipe that we're making on Rassi. Mm-hmm. So the first one is our Chickabin Oak. So that's a Quercus Muhlenbergi cask. It's quite unusual. It's an American white oak, but not Quercus Alba. So it gives you more fruity characteristics rather than the vanilla. And then we have an American rye cask. that's previously had rye in it. And then we have our ex-Bordeaux, it's actually from Chateau Margaux. Then we have, those three I've just mentioned are our unpeated spirit. Mm-hmm. We have a Four Roses bourbon cask with our peated spirit in it. And then we have our small 30-litre cask. Because it's such a small cask, we've had these specially made, they're ex-Speyside casks. And we're just very conscious of, the evaporation you're going to get in a small cask and slightly quicker maturation. So with each of these casks, we've recommended when they should be bottled, and that ranges from 3 to 12 years, depending on the cask type. Mm-hmm.
And the price per bottle is, if I see that correctly on the website, between 64 and 80 euros. So that's a very fair price for 0.7 liters, I think.
Yes. We've tried to balance the price with the length of time you have to until the bottle's ready to go. So there's obviously the wait time, but the smaller cask, the 30 liter, there's only a 3-year wait time, but the others, there's a longer wait time, yes.
Right. And the dates when the casks are bottled are prefixed, so that's chosen right now, and when the cask is ready, they are bottled and you get your bottle sent to you.
That's correct, yeah. And we've tried to balance it with the cask type. So for example, with the Chicopin oak, we're saying 5 years. So it just, and I think the peated spirit and the Four Roses bourbon's 12 years, so it just gives you an idea, and it allows people, as I've said earlier, to be able to buy, maybe 5 different bottles, but you're still getting a single cask bottling, you're still getting that uniqueness.
For people interested in that, we'll provide a link in our article where they can have a look at the casks and choose their bottlings. David, let me ask you something. What's up next in the craft, in the cask share? What do you plan to have as next casks?
Sure. So we're really, really happy to have Alistair on board and to be the launch partner. And then we now are looking out to, I'm talking to several other Scottish distilleries initially about joining the platform. So that hopefully we'll have 3 to 4 Scottish distilleries on the platform in the next over the next 3 or 4 months, and then we'll look wider afield, Sweden, England as well, and all over Europe really, and that would be our initial goal.
Okay, that all sounds very interesting, and I think it's a nice way to get something from a distillery you can't get in the shops. So both of you, thank you for joining us, thank you for explaining this, and have a great day and good luck with your craft whiskey club, with the cask share, and Alistair with Rasai.
Bernard, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard.